hi everybody, how are you? This is J.M. Joe Marchesani welcoming you once again for the second straight year to Time Capsule Discoveries. This is not the Time Capsule show. That program is celebrated over on Jim and Nikki's Harmony Haven site on, I believe, it's harmonytrain.com/timecapsule. And I would encourage you to check out all of the original programs that are there. There are quite a few, plus the five new shows that I did between 2007 and 2011. This is the second Time Capsule Discovery show, but it maintains the same theme as the five new Time Capsule shows that I did on Harmony Haven. I'm going to play for you records that I would have played if I'd known about them during the original days of the Time Capsule show in the 1960s and 70s. However, even though this is Time Capsule Discoveries, a program that I hope to continue for years to come, this particular TCD is dedicated to the 50th anniversary of the Time Capsule show. Believe it or not, I forgot that 2013 was the 50th anniversary of the Time Capsule show, which began on March 28, 1963 on WFUV. And Dean Shapiro wrote in, and so did, I think, one other listener, and said, well, I'm sure you're doing something for the 50th anniversary. And I said, oops, when you get to be my age, I'll be 70 this year, sometimes you forget things. So I quickly got some things together of a special nature in addition to the normal songs. We're going to hear actually two cuts from the last Time Capsule show, which no one has ever heard before. This has never been made public. And we're also going to hear an unreleased song by the Five Jades, a practice tape that has never been heard before. So hopefully those two things will make this Time Capsule Discovery show a little special. I'm surprised that people never wrote in about the theme song, and maybe I'm misled on this, but it's Earl Bostick, and it's, as far as I know, an unreleased song sent to me by, of course, Bill Price, who provided most of the records for this show. So if I'm wrong on that, and you've heard it before, let me know. We're going to kick off the program with one from 1956, famous group, The Nightcaps. But this one is on an LP on the Detour label. The Hamilton brothers, Al, Eugene, and Robert, are supported by Freddie Pride. The Nightcaps. Oh, You Sweet Girl. The the Nightcaps from Detroit doing their Clyde McFadder and the Drifters imitation. That was from 1956, only appearing on a Detour LP, as far as I know. Al Hamilton in the lead, along with brother Eugene Hamilton, Robert Hamilton, and Freddie Pride rounding out the group. The Nightcaps, Oh You Sweet Girl. We're on the Vocal Group Harmony website. Thank you, Tony, for hosting this. Hope to be here for quite a while, as long as there are songs to play. And there are a lot of them out there that were high quality and somehow didn't get played on the Time Capsule show. The majority of them were unreleased, and so we didn't know about them in the 60s and 70s. But there were some that came out in the 40s and 50s and even in the 60s that were high quality, and somehow, and for some reason, I didn't play them. We're going to do a spotlight now on Vernon Greene, one of the excellent lead singers from the 1950s. And he's not put up there with the best, and I'm not sure why. He has a great body of work. So we're going to salute some of the later songs that were done by Vernon Greene. The first one is unreleased on the Combo label. And this is Vernon's singing lead, as far as I can tell, but I'm not sure who's in the background. We don't know the year. We're kind of doing an educated guess of 1956 through 1960. Then we have a recording from 1962 by the Original Medallions, along with Vernon. He got them together for the Pan World label. And this is the original group: Vernon, Jimmy Green, Charles Gardner, Albert Johnson, and Otis Scott. So two in a row featuring the beautiful lead voice of Vernon Greene. Darling, I Love You, and Dear Anne. Dear Anne,
this letter to let you know that I still adore you and miss you so. For 3 years I've shed a tear for you.
A salute to Vernon Green, two songs, first an unreleased combo master, Darling I Love You, and to me it's obvious it's Vernon singing the lead with an unknown group from the later 1950s, and then after that on the Pan World label. The Medallions, the original group, got back together in 1962 and did Dear Anne, here on Time Capsule Discoveries. Lots of mail. Not a lot of room in this little studio. I'm kind of doing this in a corner of a room with some equipment on a cart that rolls around. So I'm going to try to get through without making too much noise. It's going to be hard. All the research, or at least 90% of the research for this program, or I also should say all the correct research for this program, all the actual legitimate facts came from Marv Goldberg. If anything is wrong, it didn't come from Marv. Thank you, Marv, for your contributions to the history of the music and your excellent program that you also host. There are many great programs out there on the internet. I'll mention them as we go along. And remember that I just do this once a year. I'm still working two jobs at the University of Northern Iowa. But there are people who do this on a regular basis, and those are the people who are awesome and who deserve most of your support. Hi to Harvey Karp. There's a name from the old days, to Steve Kahn. And here's one of the people that does a show, Jim Santa Barbara. He and Jim Bakay do excellent programs featuring a lot of the same kind of music that I play on this show and have played in the past, along with George Frunze and many, many others. So I salute them. And for them, we've got Jimmy Jones and the Savoys. Played them on last year's show. This is an unreleased Savoy master tape from 1956, recorded in the early part of that year. Jimmy Jones sings the lead, and it's Ted Williams, the first tenor, Mel Walton, the baritone, Bobby Moore, the second tenor, and Kerry Saxton is the bass. Savoy has some beautiful things that were not released, and we'll play another one by the Wanderers later on in the program. Jimmy Jones on Savoy with the Pretenders. Excuse me. Jimmy Jones on Savoy with the Savoys. We made a vow.
We made a vow. Somehow this had to be. why did it happen to me? I've been a fool, but that's all right. Yes, I've been school. Yes, you taught me how to love. Man, never be true. I've told you my story. Yes, I've got to let you go. You're no good for me, I know. Well, I tried to be true. No, but you wouldn't let me do. Yes, a thing I tried to.
Jimmy Jones and the Savoys, unreleased, recorded in February of 1956 for the Savoy label. Not sure why that didn't come out. We Made a Vow here on Time Capsule Discoveries. Hello to Joe Breitner, and I believe he was one of our Philly listeners, and to Doo-Wop Frank. Thank you for writing in. And of course, this show comes to you courtesy of Tony, vocalgroupharmony.com, and we thank Tony for picking up the program and hosting it every year. We'd like to do a spotlight now on two oddballs, and there are many oddballs out there, but the ones that are high quality are few and far between, and I always have to search for these. It's my own opinion. You may or may not like these. But remember that this show continues the taste that I developed for the old rhythm and blues and rock and roll groups back in the 1960s and 70s. So this is odd in that both of these groups are the Emeralds. And there are many Emeril groups around, but we've got one Emeril group, the first one from St. Louis, on the Bobbin label. And it's rumored that Billy Davis of the Fifth Dimension sings lead on this. It's called That's the Way It's Got to Be. And then from the Syracuse, upstate New York area, we've got another Emeralds group, I Sent a Letter to Your Heart. And this one was not released as far as I know. It contains members of the Rhythm Cadets, and the history of this is a little cloudy, so I'm not going to pass on any misinformation. But just to say that here are two oddballs that are pretty good quality here on the TCD.
My darling, oh, no, no, no. That's the way it's got to be.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Ooh, I love you. Can't you see?
Oddballs here on the TCD, and I know very little about them. I don't have a date for either one. The second one that we just heard was I Sent a Letter to Your Heart by the Emeralds. They're apparently from upstate New York. Bebo Singleton either sings lead or wrote the song or both. There's a relationship between the Emeralds and the Rhythm Cadets. And there was also a song, I can't remember it, about Schoolboy Crush, and I think that may be the same group as this, with pretty much the same personnel. And before that, a song released out of St. Louis on the Bobbin label, don't have a year, another Emeralds group, That's the Way It's Got to Be. Rumored that Billy Davis, who later on was with the Five Dimension, was the lead singer on that. Okay, I've got so many things all around here, that sometimes it's hard to see what's coming up next. But I'd like to say hi first to Ron Frerich, New York City guy, listener to the program, to a good friend, Errol Foles, moved from New York to Arizona and has a business there along with his wife and daughter. Hi also to Neil Hirsch, good friend from New York who did the Rhythm and Blues group Harmony Review for many years with my very good friend Bill Shabilsky. And Neil has contributed songs to the Time Capsule show New Edition on Jim and Nikki's Harmony Haven site and also for the Time Capsule Discovery program on Tony's site. but has not done anything for this particular program, but I know he'll find some things for the future. And finally, also, hi to Do Wapa Do. That's Mark, who is a longtime listener to the program. Now it's time for the students, but not the group from Ohio, recorded on the Note label. I think that was out of Indianapolis. This is the Philly students. Very little known about this. I have a name, Emerson Brown, as the lead singer, and I think that came from maybe a show that was on a YouTube video, and it listed Emerson Brown as the lead of the students and Clarence Smith also in the group. But I do not know anything more. They're from Philadelphia on the Red Top label, and they're pretty good. This is unreleased, recorded in 1957. The Philly students with Bye Bye Truly.
Bye-bye, Julie. Bye-bye, Julie. Bye-bye, Julie. Bye-bye, Julie. Bye-bye, Julie. Bye-bye, Julie. Whoa. Bye-bye, Julie. Bye-bye, Julie. Bye-bye, Julie.
Students from Philadelphia. Emerson Brown apparently is the lead. I guess I saw a YouTube video of a UGHA meeting where he sang Mommy and Daddy or something else that was released on Red Top by the students. And that's where I got that information. Clarence Smith also from the original group. Don't know anything else. On the Red Top label, but unreleased, 1957, the students, the Philadelphia version, with Bye Bye Truly. We're going to do a twin spin on a cappella. And I have played this first group before, the Lucky Charms. These were recorded in 1957 by Bob Bertram of International Records and never released. It was in Hawaii. And then in the late 70s, probably after the Time Capsule show went off the air, practice tapes came out on the Starfire label. So these are five Army guys stationed in Hawaii, and they won first place in a talent show. And because of that, they came to the attention of Bob Bertram, who had done Susie Darling, I think, by Robin Luke on the Dot label. Ira Johnson is the lead, Leroy Richardson, the first tenor, George Richardson, the second tenor, Harold Wells, the baritone, and it looks like Edwin Cyrus is the bass. Your eyes go when you get to be my age, and sometimes you can't read your own writing. Then after that, something very special, near and dear to the hearts of Tom and I, Denny Ostrom and the Blue Sky Boys. And of course, that's just Denny singing four or five parts to a song. He bought a tape recorder back in the 70s, or maybe it was the late 60s, and started singing lead and then all the backup harmony tracks. And he released a couple of very famous ones. I think you all remember You Came to Me, which probably debuted on the Time Capsule Show in the early 70s. But this is one that's unreleased because Denny has come out with a CD called The Blue Sky Boys Story for Collectors Only. And it's got half of the songs unreleased. And the first time you'll hear them will be if you get this CD. But I'm going to debut one. It was hard to pick this one. I went back and forth and back and forth and finally decided on Aurelia, the song that the Pelicans did on the Parrot label, probably around 1954. Here's a salute to a cappella, the Lucky Charms with Potential So-and-So, and the Blue Sky Boys, Denny Ostrom, with Aurelia.
Bom, bom, da-da-da-da, bom, bom, da-da-da-da, bom, bom, da-da-da-da.
So and so.
So and
darling, I love you so. I'll always love you, I'll never let you go. Because you're mine, and you'll always be. Oh, will you, darling, with lips as sweet as wine, say that you love me until the end of time, when I'm yours eternally. I'll sigh when you sigh, cry when you cry,
you are by my side.
I'll laugh when you laugh, love when you love,
but I just don't know why.
Oh, will you, darling, I need you so. I'll be beside you wherever you may go. For I'm yours eternally. Oh, will you, darling, I need you so. I'll always love you, I'll never let you go. Please be mine eternally. For I love you so.
The Blue Sky Boys, also known as Denny Ostrom, and that was from a CD released in 2012. And half of them on this CD are unreleased. It's a wonderful product with 23 songs, your old favorites that came out on the Blue Sky label back in the 1970s, and group of unreleased gems that are just come out now. And before that, five Army guys stationed in Hawaii who made some practice tapes for Bob Bertram in 1957. And these were released in the 1970s, in the late 70s. And we've played them before here on the program, but you heard Potential So-and-So, a cappella by the Lucky Charms, Ira Johnson singing the lead. We're going to move now with one by the Dell Vikings. Now, that may surprise you because the Time Capsule Show, and now Time Capsule Discoveries, is not noted for playing the very famous groups. But Dell Vikings had some excellent songs. There are so many Dell Viking groups. I went to Marv Goldberg's website, and I was faced with like 25 pages of information. And as you well know, they split up into numerous groups. There was the Dot Group and the Mercury Group. So forget it. I am not going to give you any information about the personnel, except to say that this was the Mercury Group, and this song came out only on a Mercury LP in December of 1957. So here are the Dell Vikings, and it's called Ooh, I Love You.
Imagine the time we will have when we fall in love. then I'll love you more. Yeah, I want you to know, my dear, I love you.
The Mercury Dell Vikings, very talented group, that was on a Mercury LP from December of 1957, Dell Vikings with Ooh, I Love You. Hello to Bob Gronenberg, my world-traveling former listener and current listener, and he takes files of the old Time Capsule shows from Harmony Haven and the new Time Capsule Discovery show from Vocal Group Harmony. And he goes around the world with his job, and he's on a beach in Hawaii listening to the program and has been a great supporter of the show and also provided me with many, many of the old Time Capsule shows which appear on the HarmonyTrain.com Time Capsule site. Hi, Bob. And here's a note from Denny Ostrom, kind of funny that we just played something by the Blue Sky Boys. Hi, Denny. Sorry, banged into the microphone. But we're going to do a kind of a farewell to the Time Capsule show. Go back to the last program, which I have parts of. And I found the first time that we announced that the Time Capsule show was ending that night. Tom and I had talked about this on the phone and in person. We were just going to go 15 years and end it in March of 1978. But we decided to end it together, live, on the last show of December 1977. So here's that announcement from the past on Time Capsule Discoveries as we look back on the last Time Capsule show.
Joe and I would like to share these next couple of moments with you. We have made an agonizing decision. I know that, what can I say? It's a very, very hard thing to say and to do for both of us. This has nothing to do with the radio station or anything like that. But what has happened, in a nutshell, is that it has just become entirely too much to do the program for us anymore. Since I have... it was easy for me when I was single, but since I've married, I've found my time at a premium. I've told you many times that I do work on another radio station that takes up my whole Sunday. And my wife and I are both working, and we only see one another a couple of hours at night, and then Saturday would really be the only free day that we have, and that's why I have been taping of late. But there's still just too much to do, and time is at such a premium. And I know this is the case with Joey. He's run into real problems in taping the show. What's been your situation?
Well, it's been a problem for, I guess, a couple of years, working... Actually, three nights a week plus 5 days. It's always time at a premium, and with a family and a home and children and those kinds of commitments, it's becoming increasingly difficult to find time to do the show. But I have done it because I love the music. I like to listen to the music, and I love the listeners, as we both do. But when I came to New York this Christmas season, I was pretty well set in my mind that I would finish out the 15th anniversary show, and that would be my last association with the Time Capsule show. But you have some additional...
Well, we have been talking, and we reached a conclusion that I've been down in the dumps about it. I mean, as I say, it's like cutting off your arm. When you've been doing something for almost 15 years, it has become a part of your life and your very existence. And I was talking to Joe today, and I said, look, we know that we're going to end it in March, and I just feel sad thinking about it, knowing that the end is coming, and trying to sound happy on the air and everything, and just couldn't do it anymore. So I said, I really think we, instead of just dipping toes in the swimming pool and getting in there slowly, we might as well just make it a little easier to bear, just jump in all at once, boom, and get it over with. And so what we are trying to say is that we love you all very much. We have had a tremendous amount of satisfaction and enjoyment and a great deal of fun in doing this program. We didn't get any money for it. We've invested a fortune in the program, in records, in time, in effort. We thank the station and Father, the late Father Trivet, for initially having the courage to put us on the air at a time when this station had no music like this. Outside of classical music, we were one of the first stations to programs to break the classical music barrier on this station. Not that there's anything against classical music. We announced plenty of it ourselves on this station. But through thick and thin, through changing station managers, student managers, professional managers, etc., the Time Capsule Show has been here every week. But all good things must come to an end. And so we thought that as this year came to an end, it would be appropriate to just say that we are bringing our Time Capsule Show to a conclusion, and that today's program is the last program.
Kind of sad was for us, too. And people have written in about Tom. Tom and I did email back and forth over Christmas, and I did call him on the phone. And Tom's had a little bit of a medical issue, and he's had to go away from the microphone for a while and really wanted to give you a 50th anniversary greeting but was not able to do that. So he's asked me to tell you that he enjoys the site, both sites, and enjoys hearing the old shows, and that he still loves the music and thinks about all of you. We're going to end the first part of the 2013 Time Capsule Discovery Show with gospel. There are some great gospel songs. In fact, Tom and I spent years looking for Into My Father's House from the Philadelphia Nightingales and never found it. But the problem with gospel is there's so much that honestly I'm just not willing to go through and listen to 1,000 or so records to try to find something. So I was lucky to stumble across this one by accident, and I think this is as good as most of the rhythm and blues vocal group songs that we play. The group is the Zion Travelers. This came out on the Dutone label in 1956, but this group, it goes way back. They were formed in 1944. They recorded in the late 40s for weird, unknown, or little-known labels like Atlas and Rex and Ruby. But then in the 50s, they went into the mainstream on Aladdin and Dutone. And this, as I said, is on the Dutone label, which makes plenty of sense since they were a Los Angeles group. The leads are L.C. Cohen and Bartha Watkins. One tenor is L.W. Van, another is Garland Mason, the baritone is Wesley Sherman, and the bass is Felton... Remember I told you I couldn't read my writing. It's trifocals that is the downfall, folks. Here are the Zion Travelers on Dutone, beautiful song, Soldier of the Cross.
Soldier of the cross, I'm fighting for the Lord until I gain my victory. I walk on liberty ever since I've been a soldier. Jesus Christ has been in command. I'm gonna keep on working for Jesus, ooh, till I gain the promised land.
Judgment Day.
'Cause I'm a soldier of the cross. I'm fighting for the Lord until I gain my victory. I remember from my childhood, these are the words mother would say. When your burden gets so heavy, get out on your knees and pray.
I'll fight and I'll pray. Serve God every day. Oh, I won't stop fighting until the judgment day.
'Cause I'm a soldier of the cross. I'm fighting for the Lord until I gain my victory.
Wow, that is wonderful. I enjoyed that as much as any song in part one of the program. The Zion Travelers on the Dutone label 1956, Soldier of the Cross, gospel crossover into rhythm and blues, and they did a fabulous job. Well, we're just about out of time for part one of the Time Capsule Discovery program, and hope you've enjoyed what we've done so far. Part two will be posted separately, and you can listen to that at your convenience. There'll be a spotlight on the Moon Glows, more a cappella, unreleased songs, a battle of the groups, the final song segment, and talking from the last Time Capsule show, and an unreleased Five Jades a cappella song. So hopefully you'll have the time to listen to part two, and I also hope that you enjoyed part one of Time Capsule Discoveries.